Okay, good morning, everybody. So, Review of Naso features a massive combination of topics: Sota, Nazir, Sota Bekukula, Yazir Atzma Minayayin, and then, of course, the Birkas Kohanim. I want to focus on Sota, Ishish Kitista Ishto, Malov Omal, the double betrayal that Rashi refers to, Ishmilamala, Ishmilamata, right? That's a reference to the idea that marriage is a repository for Shechina. Rabbi Kiva's famous maimer, Ish v'Isha Zachu, Shechina b'neihem. But what's really fascinating is that Chazal developed the idea in various places that it wasn't just a betrayal of the Ribbono Shel Olam and of the Ish Lamata, meaning the earthly husband, but a betrayal of the tradition of the Imahos. You see that in two different places. First of all, the Issur D'oraisa and the Minchas Kenos. Of Laitzok Aleha Shemen, Velitin Aleha Levona, Kiminchas Kinaos, Hu Minchas Zikaron, Maskara Savon. So, this idea of Levona is a reference to Pasuk and Shir Ashirim, Ve'el Givas HaLevona. The Medrash Shir Ashirim Rabbah says that this is Elu HaImahos. The Imahos are compared to the Givaos, Kimirosh Tsurim Mirena, Migvaos. The idea of Givaos, interesting, in Chazal, Rav Aaron Kahn from YU has actually a beautiful drash about this, and it's a little bit beyond our scope of why, the Harim are referenced to the Avos and the Givaos to the Imaos, but in any event, Ve'al Givas HaLevona, Ve'lo Yitein Aleha Levona, right, this is a Pirsha Midar Chayen Shal Imaos, another place, of course, the Mei Kior. Mayim Kedoshim al Kli Chares, Mayim Kedoshim, Targum Unklos is Mechior, right? And, Rashi references the Maros Hatzovos, the Kior coming from the Nashim, Tachas HaTapuach Horarticha, who were so faithful to their husbands, even when their husbands, had despaired of the meaning of that union, nonetheless, these women persisted. So I think what's really fascinating within, when you put these drashos together, the role of the Mei Kior reflecting, that extra Tara of Bnos Yisrael, as we find this in Dinei Tara Samishpacha as well, Bnos Yisrael Achmir Alatzman, Shivanakiyam, Roos Tipas Dam Kechardal, this real strong sense that there's a tradition, you may call it in another context, Das Yehudis, a tradition within Bnos Yisrael of a certain kind of an ethos and a certain kind of an ethic. So this isn't just a double betrayal, ish ish kitiste ishto, the ish milamala, ish milamata, but really fascinating, a betrayal of an internal tradition. Ve'el givas ha-levona, elu ha-imahos, the tradition of Sarah, hineva ohel, the tradition of Rivka, vatikach ha-tsoif ha-tiskas, the tradition of Rachel, mitznias shahaisa ba-berachel, the Gemara Megillah discusses, and this is always like the indelible characteristic of the Imahos, and what this Isha Sota is doing, the Allah Lishvua Bekera Vameich was a departure, a betrayal of that internal tradition that Torah Simecha, Givas HaLevona, Maim Kedoshim El Klicharas, and that therefore the Allah Lishvua Besoch Hameich, Beteis Hashem Besirechech Nofelas Ves Bitneich Tzava, and the point being that this woman who's betrayed the internal code of Bnos Yisrael, has to be dealt with in the harshest possible way. Not only because again of the betrayal of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's just the betrayal of the Ish Milamata, but the inner betrayal of the code of Bnos Yisrael, the Givas HaLevona, everything that the Mei Kior represented and entailed.